right to it. 740 WFMD. It's the Morning News Express with Bob and Ryan. And on the phone, one of the members of the Board of Education, Brad Young, joins us real quick to talk about some of the things. Now, I know one of the things that you probably want to talk about is that you made a motion that was passed about seniors being able to kind of hang out for at least one day altogether.
Well, I made about four motions. Three were passed, and that was one of those. There was a petition going around, and before I tried that, I actually tried to get all our seniors back in school 4 days a week. Could not get support, enough support for that, so I did at least want to extend to the seniors. I made a motion that all our seniors could be together on their last day of school, and that did pass.
Brad, I made the point in the 5 o'clock hour that if there was legislation in place enacted by either the federal government or the state government to protect schools against getting sued during the pandemic because of illness or unexpected illness by students, it would have changed the landscape of the decision-making by local school boards. Do you think if that protection was in place, the school district, specifically Frederick County Public School District, would have acted differently in terms of phasing kids in, getting kids back to school?
My honest opinion, I don't think that would have changed anything. I think people are making their decisions based upon their feelings about the virus and what's there. Again, parents are, at this point, when they're sending their kids to school, they're making a conscious choice because they do have a choice. We've remained and had a virtual option for them. So, again, it's caveat emptor. If you're sending your child to school, you're aware of the risks and what's happening, and you're making that decision, and that's a decision that parents have. Some parents are saying, I don't want that risk, so my child is staying virtual, and they have that option. Under my proposal, it was to bring all kids back 4 days a week for the remainder of the school year, and it would allow for a virtual option for those that felt that that wasn't appropriate to do so. We know that now 100% of our staff that wants a vaccination has been able to get one, and so parents will make the decision. And I think it's vitally important that these students get back in school. I think it's important that we learn best practices so we're ready to go. We have no excuse in the fall not to be back to 5 days a week full-time for our students. And I was doing everything I could to do that. Now, I made a motion for all students that did not pass. I made another motion, and we did pass sending elementary students back starting in 2 weeks, that they will be back 4 days a week. And so, again, if a parent was on 2 days and they don't like that, they can opt to go back to virtual, or they can go to the 4 days per week. So I don't think that just having legal immunity would have changed any of the votes. And that's based on my opinion. Certainly wouldn't have changed mine.
I'm talking with Brad Young. Let's talk about real quick, the fact that we have been virtual learning, and it looks like a lot of the members of the Teachers Association are not happy with how things are going and want to make sure that there are certain practices in place before they go back to school. How do you deal with one of the largest employers in Frederick County?
Well, first off, I have great respect for our teachers. I have great respect for our employees. Our support staff has done an amazing job. They've been in our buildings from day one back last March, cleaning and keeping our buildings safe and open. I have great respect for our administrators who've been through hell and back trying to deal with all the changes and navigate how that happens. But that being said, my ultimate responsibility is getting kids in school and making sure they get the education that they are promised under the Maryland State Constitution. And from that perspective, I feel that now that all our staff is vaccinated or can be vaccinated if they want to, it's safe to move back in using proper precautions. Under my proposal, there still would be masking. We would still adhere to social distancing where it was appropriate. And those type things would be in place. And we've seen that when you practice those, the communication of the disease within the school is at a very low rate. That's shown nationwide that when you follow protocols, that there's very low amounts of school spread. And so that I think it's time that we start getting the kids back in school. We have so many kids that have fallen off the radar screen. We have so many kids that are not succeeding, that used to succeed, that are not succeeding now. And I'll acknowledge our teachers have done an amazing job. They really have. And there's a lot of students that are succeeding. But those are the ones that I'm not worried about right now because they will still succeed. I'm worried about the ones that are failing.
Brad, finally, what do we do with the kids that are failing? Do we give them a do-over? Do we chalk it up to a pandemic year? Do we give them extra sessions during the summer? What can we do with the kids that aren't retaining what they would normally retain during a normal year?
Well, Ryan, it's a combination of all those. We're going to be offering additional services over the summer to remediate some of the issues. And if they can't be, certainly repeating a grade is an option for many that might be the appropriate choice. And that will be something that will have to be evaluated on each student. But we owe them an education. And if they didn't get their education this year, we either owe it to making them up and catching them up, or to giving it to them again. And so we certainly will have, and I know our staff will do an amazing job at identifying those students that need either to repeat this year, or that need to get additional assistance to get caught up, or that they're ready to go on to the next level.
All right, Brad, thank you so much for joining us on short notice. We appreciate you chiming in. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.